Cardinals and Giants series finale at AT&T Park. Luke Weaver would outdeal Madison Bumgarner in this game on the mound. But first, how about an incredible defensive play turned in by Gorkys Hernandez?
He sends that one into deep center field. Hernandez is back at the wall, and he caught it! An amazing catch in center field!
Cardinals are sick of center fielders doing that.
2-0 pitch is hit deep to left. Could this be out as well? You bet! Back-to-back home runs! Jose Martinez, way out of here. 2-1, Cardinals.
Bumgarner has walked twice and struck out 10 times this season. He hits one a mile to left field. Down the line toward the pole, and it's a home run. Tying the game. That's his third home run this year and his 17th Major League home run.
Next pitch to Martinez is hit hard, right center field gap, and this ball is down and up against the wall. It bounces over the wall, and that's a bad break for the Cardinals because DeJong would have scored. At the 421-foot sign, the ball bounced, hit off the brick wall, and then kicked left and went over the fence. So it's a ground rule double, but an RBI for Martinez, his third, and his third extra base hit in the last four innings.
The 2-2 struck him out.
Came inside. Good call by Molina.
3-2 pitch. Here it comes. Strike three on the inside corner. He strikes out Jones looking.
He strikes out the side here in the seventh and ends his day potentially with 9 strikeouts total.
Luke Weaver, K's 9 in the game. He improves to 4-1 on the year as the Cards take 3-4, winning Sunday over the Giants 7-3. Paul DeJong continues to impress. The rookie slugged his 21st homer of the year. Luke Weaver struck out 9, improving to 4-1 on the year after a stellar performance on Sunday against the Giants. Here's Weaver after the game.
Yeah, just trying to build off of each start, kind of go with what's working. Into the first three innings, just didn't really feel like everything was there. I had to really work through it and find, seemed like I tried to find it. In the fourth inning, everything kind of went together. I started getting a little more aggressive, a little more amped up, and then from there, just kind of went better throughout the game.
It looked like you had a pretty good command. What were you searching for?
Earlier on, I was kind of around the zone, but like I wasn't throwing it where I needed to. Balls were kind of running back, or I was maybe just yanking them off. Just the flow, the syncness of everything just was a little off. So just trying to, sit in the dugout, find it mentally, and get back out there and try to put together some good reps.
How about the offense, which has been playing very well? Three home runs.
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, that was huge. A guy like that, you know how good he is. So if he makes a mistake or these guys are just hitting good pitches and they're able to put him out and give us some runs, and obviously it's easier to pitch with the lead. But just a testament to these guys and battling up there and trying to do the best for me.
Here's Cardinals skipper Mike Matheny after the win.
Real good at bats all the way from the top. And, their center fielder probably took away 3 or 4 at least runs today. Right there setting the tone, taking that ball back that Tommy hit really well. And we've jumped in after that first inning and made some things happen. But the offense was pretty relentless, great at bats.
What we saw from Weaver, is it just a continuation of what he's done in the last 4 or 5 seasons?
Yeah, I thought he just did a nice job mixing everything. Changeup was good, but he didn't even rely on it that much until the last two innings. I thought it even got better. I thought he was smart with the curveball, stealing strikes, and had a good live fastball that he was putting where he wanted to for finish pitches also. And I just thought it was probably one of the better mixes of everything that he's had so far.
Just to say a little bit of uptick in your velocity from
Yeah, not in the beginning. I mean, I'd say it took him 3 innings until he kind of really found it. And then his last pitch, 95, 96. He might have touched 96 once, but 95 was there a few times when he wanted it. And I thought he did a nice job of elevating at times when he got ahead, but for the most part making pitches down in the corners. And, that's what's made him successful, is a guy who can locate his fastball and put it there in really tough situations.
Yeah, Jose Martinez has hit at every level he's played at, but really taken off since the All-Star break offensively. Is he sort of a different hitter now than he was when he first came up?
I think he looks great. He just hits the ball hard, puts together tough at bats. We've seen a number of times this season where he's fouled off multiple pitches and then is able to hit a mistake. He's got big power, and I was impressed today defensively. Beautiful play, going to his backhand side, made a couple tough picks. Just he's been working on it. He and Ollie Marmol have been trying to figure out some of the footwork and some of the timing, and he's just in a real nice spot right now.
So far, about the road trip, you guys have done pretty well when you created four here. We haven't seen you.
Yeah, we're ready to keep going. Yeah, that's the whole deal. We talk about consistency in our play, but that's kind of the key, is how we just keep playing well and not get distracted, because there's a lot of distractions out there.
Both teams back in action Monday, the Cardinals in San Diego, while the Giants head to Colorado.